When I was 13, I came here to visit United States, just several people that my parents knew. And that's when I saw that the American students were able to drive when they were 16 years old. And I really wanted to drive cars. So I said to my parents, well, actually, I didn't tell them that what I wanted to do was driving. It was basically, I said, over there, you know, you can skip ahead in courses that you're really good at. So I can really take control of my destiny. But all I wanted to do was drive when I was 16. And some ways I'm really brave, but actually I'm not really thinking that I'm actually brave. So it could be that there's a psychological defect where I'm not really scared to do something that people would be really scared to do. Like come to the United States in the freshman year of high school. That was a very tough thing to do. Just being high school freshman was tough, but being a high school freshman while not being able to speak English is even tough. But first day of classes, what they did was, okay, they took everyone to picnic. And then they had group activity. They were telling each other about ourselves. They said, okay, you can say anything you want to the people here. So everyone was like, oh, you know, my name is so-and-so. And then they would basically just talk about themselves like normal people. And then it came to my turn. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how to speak English or anything. So the teacher said, Master, say something. And I said, I can say anything? And they said, yeah. No, go ahead and say anything. And then I just shouted at the top of my lung. And I just, ah. It's basically something like just proudly said that I'm Master Shigami, I'm here. And they were just shocked because, you know, this is a shy moment, right? It's first time you see your classmates, first time you're telling everyone about yourself. And then here I am just screaming at the top of my lungs. So I think people were just taken back, but then they just laughed. I remember that people just became more friendly after that to me because they said, this person's crazy. But I was allowed to be crazy because I was Japanese. First few months, I just didn't understand anything that teachers were saying. But in December, we suddenly started covering in biology Mendel's genetics laws. Turned out that in Japan, we covered that. So suddenly, everything started snapping together. Suddenly, I could speak English. I went from zero score in biology to next exam getting 94. So I understood the science, and all I needed to do was understand English. I see that even when I'm teaching, some people come from foreign country, graduate student, and then it's just daily battle until something snaps, and then it just snaps into place, and then they can function. And I think that's what happened. So that was really good because I got really interested in genetics, and that's how I got started in science.